Members of East Timor's ruling Fretilin Party agreed Sunday to keep Prime Minister Mari Alkatiri in office despite mounting pressure for his resignation. Stanislao da Silva is Minister for Agriculture and a senior member of the Central Committee of the Fretilin Party.
We call on the President to reopen the dialogue because we believe that only through dialogue that we can understand each other and find the best solution. We don't believe that the resignation of the Prime Minister will in the short term resolve the unrest in Dili. So we appeal on the Prime Minister and the President to not resign from their present position.
Last week, the country's popular President, Jeannanna Gusmão, issued an ultimatum threatening to resign if Mr. Alkatiri remained in power. Thousands of demonstrators loyal to the President called for him to reconsider. Mr. Gusmão agreed to remain after the United Nations appealed for him to follow through with his constitutional duties. Mr. Alkatiri has been blamed for mishandling a military mutiny that flared into 2 months of general violence. The unrest paralyzed the capital, killed 21 people, and displaced thousands more, causing a humanitarian crisis. Mr. Alkatiri has also been accused of arming militia groups and ordering them to assassinate his opponents, allegations he denies. The recent violence was the worst since the country voted for independence from Indonesia in 1999, though an international peacekeeping force of nearly 3,000 troops has largely restored order. Critics also accuse Mr. Alkatiri's government of failing to use the country's revenues from oil and gas exploration rights in the Timor Sea to build a viable economy and create jobs. Ian Wilson with the Asia Research Center at Murdoch University in Western Australia says the economic situation may be as much to blame for the recent violence as political concerns.
There has been suggestions that some of these different gangs have political backing, but there's been no evidence to support this yet. I think it's more likely that when you have a country like East Timor where there's such high levels of unemployment and a lot of dissatisfaction amongst the young people, that a lot of these gangs have just taken opportunity for more petty revenge or looting.
Unemployment in the tiny nation of 1 million is estimated around 70%. Also on Sunday, two ministers resigned, including the Foreign and Defense Minister, Nobel Peace Prize winner José Ramos Horta. A spokesperson for the president said Ramos Horta had resigned in protest, saying he felt the country was not working properly. The transportation minister also resigned over the decision to retain Mr. Alkatiri. Chad Bouchard for VOA News, Jakarta.